All of the readings this morning, all of them, suggest, at least to my mind, the theme of family values, specifically royal family values. I'm an Anglophile. Over the decades, I have followed the activities of the family Windsor with great interest. The melodrama of Harry and Meghan, the sadness of the Queen's funeral, the pomp and circumstance surrounding the coronation of Charlie III, the royals, all that they are and all that they have and all that they do is just grist for my imagination. I often wondered, man, what would it be like to be part of a royal family? Well, this morning we get a glimpse into the lives of two royal families. Sad to say, neither one has a happy fairy tale ending. Both of them may leave us wondering, maybe it's not a good thing to be a part of a royal family. In our first reading, David and Michal, his wife, who was the daughter of the current king, Saul. In that reading, there's a line that really sticks out. It's when Michal looks out the window and sees David dancing like an idiot before the Ark of the Covenant. We heard, and she despised him in her heart. That's pretty harsh for a couple of young lovers. So Michal meets him out front and tells him he made a fool of himself, dancing half naked. It's so unkinglike, and especially in front of all the servants. She was embarrassed by his antics because Michal really loved David, and she was embarrassed. But you know, we never hear that David loved Michal. Now Saul, out of extreme jealousy, sends his soldiers to kill David. But Michal helps him escape. With David on the run, Saul says, I'm giving you to another man as a wife. Eventually, David becomes king and he demands Michal back. So maybe he did love her. More likely, he just wanted to get back what was his. David turned out to be a pretty great king, but a great husband. Michal would say, not. No happily ever after here. In the gospel, we heard that King Herod, you know, he really wasn't a king. He was a tetrarch. Anyway, he has problems of his own in the marriage and family department. He divorced his first wife, married Herodias, the wife of his brother, and the brother was still alive at the time. You see, this was a no-no in Jewish law, and John the Baptist called him out on it. Herod is supposed to be keeping Jewish law, not flaunting it. And the Herods did not like John because he kept criticizing their marriage in public. So he ends up rotting in prison. That is, until Herod throws himself a birthday party and makes a promise that is supposed to make him seem like a big, powerful ruler. He promises to give his stepdaughter whatever she asks because her dancing pleased him. Herodias sees her chance to get rid of this meddlesome prophet once and for all, and Herod doesn't have the guts to say no, to go back on his word in front of all of his guests. Herodias tells her dancing daughter to ask for the head of John the Baptist. So, no happily ever after fairy tale ending here. You know, our own families may not include utter hatred or gatherings that descend into murder. But we've all had our experiences of people who are supposed to be partners, who become enemies, of people using one another, people feeling discarded or being manipulated. We know deep down in our hearts that this isn't what families are about. It's not what families are for. However, in Paul's letter to the Ephesians this morning, we heard of an alternate family, a different kind of royal family, in which we are adopted as God's own children because of Jesus Christ. Our inheritance as members of this family is redemption, forgiveness, love. There's no divisiveness in this family, no abuse, no manipulation, no discarding of people or disregard of feelings, no using of others. It's about love, love that endures, love that shows forth, not in empty promises or dangerous ones, but in praise. In baptism, we have been adopted into God's family, the ultimate royal family. As members of God's family, we are loved beyond all knowing and endowed with a love that can and must reach out in love and service to others. Yes, even to that puzzling person we sit across from at the dinner table every night. Amen.